Section 2, what is online filing? PAYE online filing was introduced following a report by Lord Carter. And as most of you will know, online filing has been extended far beyond PAYE to include self-assessment, corporation tax, VAT returns, etc. Online filing means filing the employer annual PAYE returns, the P35 and the P14s, via the internet or by electronic data interchange. It does not include sending HMRC a file or documents by email. There are a number of options open to AAT members and their employers or clients, including the following. Many will use commercial payroll software, which might already be in use for running the payroll. There we will enter the relevant details into the software package, and that should file the necessary pays and return forms with HMRC. Many of us will use HMRC's free online returns and forms PAYE service, which is what I use myself and is available on the HMRC website. This is mainly suitable for smaller employers with lesser number of PAYE forms to file. There is no definitive number, but HMRC have quoted between 50 and 100 employees. Some employers will use an agent or a payroll bureau to file the returns online. And here we need to be clear who is responsible for doing what task. Perhaps where the payroll bureau will file the P14s, but the employer will still need to file the P35 employer annual return. The use of electronic data interchange, or EDI, is said to be expensive and usually is used only by very large employers. It has a separate registration process and requires more complicated software and telecommunication links. An employer using this format may still need to register for online filing of the P35. Again, that's something that needs to be clarified before we get anywhere near the filing deadline. As I have already said, some employers will file online by using a combination of these options, where perhaps the P14s are submitted by the payroll bureau, who may often use EDI because of the large number of returns that they have to submit for multiple clients. The employer then submits the P35 separately, perhaps using HMRC's online return and forms PAYE service. It's very important to understand that employers are responsible for the filing, even if they outsource the work. And if in doubt, we need to check who is doing what this year. I must emphasize that online filing should not be left to the last minute, even where the payroll has been reconciled and perhaps paper returns or something equivalent has been prepared in readiness. The online filing of the returns can be undertaken before the end of the tax year, once the payroll has been closed down. Otherwise, I recommend doing it as soon as possible after the end of the tax year and once all the necessary checks have been carried out and the information obtained. I have already logged on to the HMRC system, although it's only the middle of February, and I've made a start on the MY Consultancy end-of-year PAYE returns, primarily to ensure that I have the correct login details and also looking for any employer notices from HMRC. I've had an email from HMRC to tell me that some notices have been issued, but I haven't actually received anything yet. I do know that I will get a reminder to do my pays and returns online. I did last year, and I'm bound to get this again this year.